This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for me because I get to be here with a bunch of folks at the Reagan Library. You can come join us. We'll be here till up until 3 o'clock broadcasting today. And then after that, we're going to be taking a brief break and then come back for a book signing and a talk tonight on guilt versus gratitude, which seems to me to be one of the key arguments that is going on in the country right now, particularly regarding what people call critical race theory. What the heck is critical race theory? I mean, basically, I know people say it is actually an exotic, esoteric, high academic theory that only applies in law schools and it isn't taught in schools. But there is proof, which I'm going to be sharing with you this hour, that yes, it is taught in schools. And yes, it is obnoxious. And yes, it does fall down under the general rubric of anti-Americanism. And that's what's obnoxious about it. Why does anyone believe it's a good idea to teach children to feel guilty, regretful, embarrassed, negative about their own country? Is there any other country in the world that does that? They don't do it in North Korea. That's an extreme example. I mean, there, they, of course, you're commanded to admire your leaders and admire your past. But for even less nightmarish countries. And do you think the French ever want their children to think about something other than the glory of France? And in our country, when we have so much to be proud of, so much that you're reminded of here at the Reagan Library, the Cold War was actually arguably one of the most meaningful, the most dramatic, the most significant conflicts, and certainly one of the longest and most difficult in the whole history of humanity. Because it was a conflict against a monstrous ideology, which according to its own members and its own documents and its own historicity, the communists will acknowledge communism in its various forms was responsible for the death of over 100 million civilians. It's a monstrous ideology. And it took an enormous effort and remarkable leadership, and remarkable leadership from Republicans and Democrats alike to actually win the Cold War. And I'm mentioning this to you now because here at the Reagan Library, it's worth taking a flashback on this day in history and going back 32 years to November 9th, 1989. And this is what a broadcast on NBC News with a special report at 1:13 p.m., what that special report sounded like 32 years ago today. This is clip 14.
We interrupt this program for an NBC News special report. Here is Garrick Utley.
Good afternoon. We have a late and really, truly a sensational report coming in from East Germany. In a news conference which ended just a few minutes ago in East Berlin, government officials announced that communist East Germany has now declared their border open with West Germany. The official statement is that East German citizens now have the right to cross directly from East Germany into West Germany. Up to now, as you know, the tens of thousands of East Germans going west have had to pass through other communist East Bloc nations, most of them passing through Czechoslovakia. But as of right now, according to the official statement, a news conference just concluded, they have the right to go directly to West Germany.
Garrick, it is truly truly astonishing in the series of events that have happened in the last few days, the last few hours. Literally within the last 5 minutes on television here in West Berlin and also in the East, the Germans East and West heard Mr. Schabowski, who speaks for the government, he is the media spokesman, say that there are no more borders, that East Germans may cross to the West over whatever existing border frontiers there are.
Okay, this is astonishing because, of course, this is before the formal demolition of the wall, but just before. And the idea that there were actually hundreds of people who were killed trying to go over from East Germany to West Germany. And you had this very dramatic contrast between an economic dynamo, and West Germany had been an economic dynamo. And this, by the way, is one of those things where people who want to put down the United States and talk about the United States being xenophobic and racist and sexist and homophobic and blindered. And look what the United States did in dealing with Germany and Japan, which today are two of the most powerful, successful, and decent nations in the world. One of the things I'm going to be talking about today is they do polls all the time asking Americans, is America, would you, the country that you think is the best country to live in the world? And it's kind of surprising that even today, even this year in 2021, it's still over 65% of Americans say yes, it is the best place to live in today. Now, it's, of course, a much lower percentage than 65% with young people and Democrats. And particularly if you're a young person on the left in things, you don't believe that. But to go back and to think about the war we fought against Germany, how profoundly, actually, both of those countries, because Japan was too, Japan murdered literally millions of people in China because they were fighting China longer than they were fighting America or Great Britain. The Japanese people, like people at Nuremberg, Nazis at Nuremberg, were tried for war crimes for what they did to American and British POWs, which was hideous. And it was a nightmarish country in many ways during the war. And the transformation, following the example and the leadership and aid and supervision by the United States, for both Japan and Germany, if you look at what that meant to humanity, given the two world wars, that both of which were initiated by Germany in 1914 and in 1939, it's remarkable. And then to see Germany united, and people take it for granted. Angela Merkel, who is just retiring as Chancellor of Germany, longtime Chancellor, she was from East Germany. Her father was a pastor in East Germany. And you think about what that meant, where they were trying to shut down as much as they could religion, where the very basic liberties that today Germans take for granted were only achieved through actually building alliances, building NATO, and actually working to make the world better. And the man who we honor at this particular building, Ronald Reagan, played such a significant role in that by allowing people to dream and to believe that humanity could move past this nightmare that we all experienced really from the end of World War II until 1989, when and it partially was Reagan's relationships, including his relationship with Gorbachev, that made that possible. We'll be talking more about that later this evening. And we'll also be talking about the Making America Sane Again, coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. I mentioned earlier in this broadcast from the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, here to till 3 o'clock today and then lecturing tonight. I hope you will join us. You can read all about it at our website at michaelmedved.com. And still, I think, time to show up later today, both this afternoon and this evening. The speaking section and book signing section of this program is going to begin at 6 o'clock this evening. I mentioned before this, it seems to me, very perceptive and occasionally very amusing column by Gerard Baker, who's one of the editors at Wall Street Journal. And he writes Making America Sane Again. And he talks about, I think, what a lot of people feel is that there's almost a shaking up of consciousness, if that's not saying too much, about the change in the country since the election last week. And he said the lunacy had been developing for some time, but it was the election of Donald Trump, himself surely a source of enough material to keep an entire psychiatry faculty employed for life, that seemed to send the country over the edge. The derangement with which much of the nation's elites responded to his election was symptomatic of something very wrong. We've spent the past 5 years, he writes, wandering lost, pulled deeper and deeper through the darker recesses of a certain type of American psyche. Paranoid conspiracy theorizing across the political spectrum, to be sure, but at its most damaging and far-reaching, and the firm conviction in the heads of much of the media and others that the nation had been hijacked by the agent of a foreign power. Multiple manifestations of COVID insanity in which medical practice and the scientific method were subordinated to political exigencies. Example, you could get sick if you attended a football game or a biker rally, but not if you attended the right sort of political protest or looted an urban store. Remember that? It was an amazing thing. The capture of the public discourse by the lunacy of righteous wokery, in which math is racist, logic is a tool of white supremacy, merit is privilege, and mothers are birthing people. Do you remember that? That is still, of course, a thing. And then he writes, in moral panic, the terrible murder in an American city plunged millions into an orgy of self-loathing, recrimination, and a kind of Puritan revivalism. This led naturally to the unhinged ideas that getting rid of the police should be an excellent way of reducing crime. And more than 50 years after the end of segregation, that Americans need to be racially separated. Okay, this is all part of what we have been through. What I was recalling, and we did this on the air, and I actually talked to someone from Smith College. Smith College is that's where Barbara Bush actually went to school before she married, may she rest in peace, Bush, before she married the future President Bush. But Smith College is an elite, a woman's college, still is a woman's college. And at Smith, the president had to apologize and almost was fired because she had sent out, in response to the George Floyd killing, a letter that said, "All lives matter." In other words, we went through a period in the United States where it was considered racist to say that all lives matter. And the idea that all lives matter, it should be a self-evident truth that isn't disputed in this country. And yet, we went through a period when it was. Does that seem to have pulled back a little bit? Well, yes, but that's what people were voting against. It wasn't critical race theory and the intricacies of what Ibram X. Kendi has to say, or what Robin DiAngelo has to say in their books, or what people have to say in their racial sensitivity training, or the ethnic studies that is now mandated for every high school graduate in California. I mean, it's not just that. It's the entire idea of basically knocking America as a vicious and evil place. And by the way, I think it's one of the reasons that people responded so profoundly to some of the recent funerals we've had, like the funeral of General Powell, who came here with parents with very, very few resources from Jamaica. Or somebody else from Jamaica, Winsome Sears, the governor-elect of, a lieutenant governor-elect of Virginia, whose parents' father also came from Jamaica with $1.75 in his pocket. And she's now the lieutenant governor of one of the nation's more historically distinguished states. It's remarkable. And he also talks about part of the insanity that we're escaping, self-laceration, a nation founded uniquely in the pursuit of human liberty, which had done more than any other country in history. And he says this is a Brit, because Gerard Baker, who's writing this, is a Brit. America had done more than any other country in history to lift people out of tyranny, suddenly decided it had all along been a moral pariah on a par with Nazi Germany or apartheid South Africa. But thanks to voters in Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Minneapolis, Seattle, Buffalo, New York, and elsewhere, the fever may have broken. In Virginia, the rebuff to the woke educational establishment in the Democratic state was a firm message from the people that no, the lunatics won't be allowed to run the asylum. In New Jersey, voters sent a stern warning of their impatience with COVID authoritarianism. In Buffalo, citizens in large numbers patiently told their Democratic leaders that socialism wasn't the answer. What happened in Buffalo was the mayor, black mayor, Democrat mayor, mainstream Democrat, had been running for his fifth term. He was beaten in the primary by a self-described socialist. Mayor won anyway in a write-in. So things going well. Is it morning in America? No, not quite. That was President Reagan who brought that. How and what's the Reagan Library doing to keep that momentum going? We'll be talking to an official here from the Reagan Library coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More Americans are expected to hit the roads this Thanksgiving. AAA putting that number at more than 53 million. That's a 13% increase, and it comes a year after folks were advised to stay home due to the pandemic. Air travel is expected to jump 80% over last year, with more than 4 million passengers. However, 90% of all travel will still be done by car. The FBI is now part of a criminal investigation into what went wrong at a Houston concert where 8 people died last Friday. It happened when fans rushed the stage, and Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says there are also reports of possible druggings.
There was some evidence that some drugs were present there at the event. There was one report of a security guard that described a needle prick to the neck.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
President Ronald Reagan, the man behind the building that we're in today. I'm speaking with Melissa Giller, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. In this role, she oversees the marketing, the public relations, and the Center for Public Affairs programming for the foundation. It's great to be here again.
We're so
Melissa.
Happy you're here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you. And we were just talking during the break, and I think it's really worth remembering. This is the 30th anniversary for this institution, right?
Yeah, the Ronald Reagan Library opened on November 4th of 1991. It was the first time in history that 5 living U.S. presidents had ever gathered in the same place at the same time.
Wow. And the interesting thing about this, and I remember this, before this institution was established, President Reagan, in his second term, I believe, had begun talking about putting his papers, building his library, at Stanford University, at the Hoover Institution. What happened? Because that was a shocking thing.
Yeah, it really was. They spent years working with Stanford, creating plans of what the building would look like, getting ready for a groundbreaking, and there was unrest. A lot of the faculty didn't believe that the Reagan Library should be there. They're already a conservative institution. They didn't want to be known as too much right-leaning. And then the students voted as well, and there was enough negative press that the Reagans made the decision to pull out, which looked like Stanford was going to make them pull out anyway, and they made the decision, went looking for a new location. And there was a developer, Blakely Schwartz, who were in this area, who owned the 100 acres that we sit on, and offered to donate the land to the Reagans to build the Reagan Library right here in Simi Valley.
Which is a wonderful thing. Actually, I greatly prefer, given what's going on in San Francisco these days,
yeah,
that it's here rather than up at Stanford. What's shocking to me about that is when you think about it, President Reagan won 49 states when he ran for re-election. He carried every state except for Minnesota, and he just missed. It was less than 1%. He would have had the only 50-state sweep other than George Washington, who was unopposed. But can you imagine what goes through someone's mind if you're part of the faculty or the staff or the leadership of Stanford University? One of the most popular presidents in all of our history. He left office with great gratitude and popularity. We're going to be talking tonight a little bit about his farewell address. And they didn't want to place his library at the sacred precincts of Stanford. It's an amazing thing.
Well, and there are a lot of presidential libraries that sit on college campuses, so it made a lot of sense for the Reagan Library to be on Stanford. But to be honest, we're actually really happy it's not. This is such a beautiful location. President Reagan fell in love with it immediately. When the library was built, Simi Valley was but a blip on the map, and it was just land and mountains and horse trails, and you can see the Pacific Ocean, and he fell in love with it immediately, and this really is where he should be.
And I absolutely agree. And tell us, what are you doing to celebrate the 30th anniversary? What are the new projects that are going to be coming up this year?
Yes, so we're doing a lot this month. We actually celebrated the 30th anniversary on the Sunday that just passed. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, came and gave remarks, as did David Ferriero, the current archivist of the United States. We've put up a special exhibition solely on the 30th anniversary that is up all the month of November, and it has everything from the actual shovels they used from the groundbreaking to the actual podium he used to give his speech. But we also cover the last 30 years. There's items on display from his funeral that we've never had on display before, items from our archives that have never been on display before, and it's part of your current museum ticket, nothing extra to see it. And we're doing discounted tickets to encourage families to come up and see the Reagan Library. So for the entire month of November, we aren't charging for children. So anyone under the age of 17 is free as long as they come with an adult. Two free tickets for one paid adult or senior ticket.
And you've also had a number of very prominent speakers this 30th year. I mean, aside from me, not among the most prominent. I know that Paul Ryan was here. Mike Pence was here. Who else on the docket coming up?
Yes, yeah, so starting in May of 2021, we started a new series called the Time for Choosing Speaker Series. It is leading members and voices of the conservative movement talking about what the Republican Party means to them. What are the issues of the day? Where should it go? So Paul Ryan was our first speaker. We've been fortunate to have Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We just had former Ambassador Nikki Haley coming up. We have Senator Tim Scott, Tom Cotton, Doug Ducey, the governor, a huge lineup, Larry Hogan. We have Peggy Noonan, who was one of the speechwriters for Ronald Reagan. She's most known for writing the speech after the Challenger explosion. We have speakers one a month currently through 2022, and the goal is to keep doing this up until the Republican debates of 2023.
Isn't that terrific? And Peggy Noonan, I believe, also had a hand in writing that farewell address, didn't she?
I believe she did, yeah.
Yeah, which is, by the way, you've mentioned great number of people who were potential candidates for the presidency.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it's obviously not a prerequisite to be running. Peggy Noonan clearly is not running. We have a New York Times columnist, Ross Douthat, coming. He's clearly not running. But if you are a leading voice in the conservative movement and you have something to say about the Republican Party, more likely you are most considering a run in 2024.
Uh-huh. Okay. By all means. And how did you end up? I saw last time I was here that amazing exhibition about the history of the FBI. How did that happen?
So twice a year, we do special exhibitions that help bring guests back to the library. We usually rent them, but our team had the great idea of self-curating one on the history of the FBI. It's absolutely fascinating. It covers Al Capone to Al-Qaeda. We have the actual jet engine from United Airlines Flight 175 that was supposed to go from Boston to Los Angeles, but instead was crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. We have the actual manifesto written by the Unabomber, and hundreds of artifacts covering almost every major case you can think of.
Yeah, I know in a building that is meant as a tribute to President Reagan's greatness, it sort of had the Unabomber, Al-Qaeda, Al Capone. You have the car that was riddled with bullets that Bonnie and Clyde were
killed in. Yes, all of that is true. Ronald Reagan is one of the very few civilians ever made an honorary FBI agent, and his plaque with that is part of the exhibit. So we do sort of tell the story of Ronald Reagan in there as well.
Well, it's wonderful, and you have done a wonderful job, and John Hoybus, who I've enjoyed working with, he's going on to other things, but I'm sure that the library will continue with its current leadership. If there was one message that you think that people should take away from visiting this building or familiarizing themselves with the institution's work, what would it be?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. A lot of people aren't sure if they want to come to the Reagan Library. They may not be sure what they think of Ronald Reagan. We believe really strongly, we tell the story of Ronald Reagan. That's our main purpose. But we're about more than that. We're about the American presidency. You can tour aboard an actual Air Force One airplane. You can see a piece of the Berlin Wall. You can see a real piece of the Oval Office. So we want people to feel comfortable coming up here, that they're going to take away so much more. And when you're up here, you actually can touch a piece of history. You can touch our piece of the Berlin Wall. On permanent display is a beam from the World Trade Center that the fire department gave us, and it says 343 New York Fire Department on it. You can touch that. So you are coming away with so much more, enriching yourself in world history and American history, and we invite everyone to come.
That's Melissa Giller, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Ronald Reagan Institute and Museum, the library. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you
for being on the show and explaining all of that. And thank you for having me back again. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be broadcasting today from the Ronald Reagan Library. There's also a speaker who was here earlier in this series, a Time for Choosing series of speakers, which I'm proud to be part of. There was a speaker earlier named Mike Pompeo, and you know him, you may not know everything about his remarkable background or about the fact that he has stirred all kinds of increased talk about a presidential candidacy. Mike Pompeo graduated first in his class at West Point, which is a very big deal. He has a distinguished career as an Army officer, as a United States congressman. In between West Point and his service in Congress, he graduated magna cum laude from Harvard Law School, also rumored to have been either first in his class or in the first three. The guy's an achiever, and he was a very popular congressman from Kansas, and I believe he will go down in history as a very distinguished Secretary of State. If for nothing else, for the Abraham Accords, which represent the most significant step toward Middle East peace in several decades. And Mike Pompeo, this is not an endorsement of any kind, but you've got to take him seriously as a presidential candidate. He's a brilliant guy. He is a very accomplished speaker, and he's now slim and trim. That is the if you have not seen pictures of Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he's unrecognizable. And officially, they say he's lost 35 pounds. It looks much more than that. And he should continue to be healthy and fit and back in his West Point trim, which I think he is. And I thought that was worth noting. And now Chris Christie, who is also talking about... I think with his new book coming out, Republican Rescue, it's called, Governor Christie is also, I think, thinking about another run for office. Not sure which one, but I can suspect he ran for president before. And there's no sign of major weight loss there. Now, there is somebody who's in terrific shape. Named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's one of the greatest basketball players of all time, now actually attacking one of the greatest football players of all time. And it's pretty remarkable because what Kareem says is he says Aaron Rodgers didn't just lie. And this is a piece that he wrote, and he also speaks about it, calling out Aaron Rodgers, who did lie, but he did worse than that, according to Kareem. This is clip 9.
Rodgers deliberately misled his team and the public with a liable mission. And those type of lies really are the type of things that destroy confidence. So as a liar, how can he be trusted to endorse products? Worse, he's damaged the image of professional athletes as role models and potentially hurt their financial opportunities as spokesperson.
Okay, what he says in his column, Kareem, he says, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, children 10 to 17 years old admire famous athletes second, 73%, only to their parents, 92%. I think that's kind of good news, isn't it? That that kids 10 to 17 years old, at 92% say they admire their parents. That's a nice thing. That latest egregious abuser is Green Bay quarterback and three-time MVP Aaron Rodgers, who directly and deliberately lied to fans and the public when he assured everyone he was immunized, knowing that would be interpreted as his being vaccinated. And when you hear the clip, we played it yesterday, he's asked directly, he said, so you're vaccinated? He says, yeah, I'm immunized. So it playing weasel words like that, and why? I mean, really, honest to goodness, why? What is this about? And it's fairly nutty, frankly. He says he assured everyone he was immunized, knowing that would be interpreted as being vaccinated. He wasn't vaccinated, and he got COVID-19. And he went maskless during in-person press conferences, which not only violated NFL rules, but put everyone else's health at risk. Instead of consulting immunologists, he consulted anti-vaxxer and podcast host Joe Rogan, who also contracted the virus. If he ever requires open-heart surgery, will he hand a scalpel to romance writers because they know about matters of the heart? While many who came into contact with him thought he was vaccinated, Rogers had embarked on his own regimen to boost his, quote, natural immunity. He failed, as any scientist could have told him. And again, here's more from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Listen.
I think there is a double standard. You know, Rodgers is very valuable to the NFL, and he has a lot of fans, and I don't think they're going to do anything of a serious nature to discipline him. His lack of responsibility, you know, for his friends, family, team, staff, and fans that he lied to and exposed to COVID-19, it shows a lack of moral character that can't be ignored.
That's tough words. And talking about a lack of moral character, Aaron Rodgers, and I don't want to say that he is representative of the world of the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, but, you know, he played football with distinction at Berkeley. KPIX reports that neighbors in San Francisco are living in constant fear. Why? Listen, this is clip six.
A one-way, one-block alley has neighbors living in constant fear. Willow Street currently has the highest concentration of tents in San Francisco, according to city data. And residents from the luxury condo next to it say the problem has only exploded since COVID. So what's the solution?
It's the street residents say they're afraid to drive through, and most wouldn't dare walk through it day or night.
It's pretty consistently nerve-wracking. This is just seems to be a safe space for chop shops, drug trafficking. The garbage, first of all, is like that's a huge health concern. Rats.
Okay, you don't know anything about that in the L.A. area, right? I mean, because no homeless. Again, isn't it appalling that there are these two cities in there, and both Los Angeles, but particularly San Francisco, is one of those places people all around the world want to come to, and not just as tourists. People dream about living the elegant, cultured, scenically beautiful life in the Bay Area. What is this? And the utter inability of either the local leadership in L.A. or San Francisco or anywhere, for goodness sake, to deal with this homeless craziness. One thing you can say, Rudy Giuliani hasn't had a good couple of months. I mean, it hasn't worked well for him. But when he was mayor of New York, he actually did something about the homeless problem. And part of it had to do with enforcing the law. And is this the one intractable difficulty that afflicts some of America's most desirable, most dynamic, most exciting, economically vibrant cities? How do you explain this and the refusal? If President Biden wanted to try to turn his administration around, why not pay some attention to this? Rather than building the train from Merced to Bakersfield. I mean, and sending in another, what is it, $66 million more that they're putting in right away. I could be wrong. But the question is right and should be answered. We'll talk about that and how you can affect change. We'll talk about it with somebody who's helped to do it. Peter Robinson, who was one of President Reagan's principal speechwriters, he wrote the Tear Down That Wall. Well, clean up that homeless encampment. Can't we do that? It should be easier than winning the Cold War for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with-